Hey guys, I'm Zahra, welcome to my podcast. So let's move directly to the topic. Alors, qui engoulou memes? La première des choses, di différasna is, memes are something humorous and funny, which is the case actually, but if we take a deeper look, memes are actually lifestyle. Ninja wal memes, men a typical lifestyles of people. Et à part les célébrités and some public figures, ولا يخدموا به memes for specific purposes, we all know. But there are other characters that were created to represent specific aspects in human life. But why specifically these aspects? How and for what purposes? This is what we'll know. So, I've chosen some famous characters, meme characters, which are the Doomer, the Boomer, the Bloomer, and the Zoomer. As it is shown in the description, je vais essayer de mettre des illustrations on the cover. Alors, نبدأ بالدومر. Doomer, according to the Dahmer Dictionary, is an enlightened version of the so-called involuntary celibs. In a simpler way, Doomer هو هذيك la personne that اللي عندها a negative look towards everything. He is generally a male for a start, always alone, always suffering, always sad, always depressed. Why? Because he is aware, or he has known the dark aspects of life. He saw the imperfection of life. So he was subject to the enlightenment or التنوير, and he embraced this enlightenment. So he was exposed to the ugliness of the world. ولا يشوف بشاعة العالم ولا قساوة العالم. So he realized that life is not actually beautiful like it seems it is. So he developed a phenomena which is named, I'm not sure if I will say this right, Alschmacht. And this means the pain of the world, ألم العالم, caused by the enlightenment or the globalization or the exposure to a huge amount of information. C'est pour ça que la personne ben عليها بلي شي he or she is sad, depressed, hopeless and all this. هما لو تيب تين عيطولو in Algeria الناس العميقين. They are all the time alone, sad, lying in the couch, watching Netflix, playing video games. Oh my god, that's me. Okay, let's ignore this. Let's carry on. And the problem in this person is that they don't want to change the situation. They are aware of being depressed and sad and all this, and they don't want to change it. They don't have the intention to change it. In fact, this lifestyle قدرباً جديد and modern and has to do with globalization and modernism. But in fact, it is a whole philosophy existed decades ago. Alors, نروحوا للـ 19th century. Arthur Schopenhauer and Friedrich Nietzsche. Nihilism and pessimism. Schopenhauer is the original doomer. كان يشوف بلي الإنسان مستحيل يوصل إلى تحقيق السعادة وبلي المعاناة راح تسيطر له على حياته مهما دار. Alors, to prevent this, or let's say to endure this suffering, اقترح لنا زوز اقتراحات. The first is asceticism or الزهد, which means the disciplined avoidance of all pleasures of life like money, sex, status, other desires, and so on. Après, فق مع روحه, like خلي الوضع relax. So he realized that these things are hard to accomplish or to maintain, Alors, chef Anna, another solution, which is arts and philosophy, like poetry, music, theater, painting. This is a way for the doomer to unleash his suffering, to express his feelings throughout a, let's say, enjoyable ways. But Nietzsche, on the other side, he's a nihilist, he's an excellent nihilist. ما كان يستعف بوالو, ما يأمن بوالو. So the only solution that he saw evident is to create his own world according to his own terms, with his own beliefs and his own convictions, which means the fully disconnection of the outsider world, because like he saw that nothing is true, life is a lie, so the doomer has to create his own truth. Now normalement كملنا مع الدومر, this is all. So let's go to his antagonist, which is the boomer. The boomer, based the name is based on the baby boomer term. Généralement هذا النوع يجي was born entre 1940 1964. هذاك النوع اللي مازال ما قاساتوش الموجة الحضارة والعولمة, الكهول يجي والنوايا مساكن. Alors, the best description اللي وصفوا بها البومرز, which is a blissful ignorance, they reside in a blissful ignorance, يعني عايشين في نعمة الجهل, وعندهم واحد الكونفيكشن بلي الاجيال اللي جاوا راهم كامل مالغري بلي عاملهم اللي متقفين واعيين عليهم, بس حيبقوا هما سوبيريور وديما هما اللي لازم ينصحوهم ويعطيهم المواعظ والحكم. What else? وهذا هذه الكاتيجوري تقدر تقنعها باي حاجه, بلي تقدر تقنعها بلي حصان يطير, بس ما تقدرش تقنعها بلي things change and life has changed. للأسف they are living in the past. وفي الجزائر I think غير في الجزائر, I don't know if I'm not sure about the existence of this category in other countries, but في الجزائر عندنا millennials and they are boomers. Yes, ما تقتلنيش كيفاه, this is a fact. Now let's move to the bloomer. Bloomer خير الأمور أوسطها. Bloomer, he is a doomer, بس صح a doomer, he knows that life has dark sides, life is ugly, life has imperfection, but he is hopeful and وعلى باله بلي life لازم تتعيش كما كانت and life needs to go on. He has faith and all this stuff, so he lives his life normally. And last but not least, عنا الزومرز. الزومر هما جيل جديد من جيل التسعينات وراح, يعيطوا لهم زيرن جينيريشنز. هما جايين childish, a little bit childish, و au même temps they are exposed to a huge amount of information. يحبوا يلعبوا فيديو games, يحبوا the things that have to do with the technologies. نقدر نقوله they are cultured, they know things, but they are not aware. مازالوا ما همش واعيين. So هما في ال scientists say that the zoomers will grow up to be doomers. يعني أوتوماتيك ما راح يكونوا doomers في الفيوتشر. They are future doomers. But personally, I don't think so, because this is not the only aspect on which we can judge the whole life of a person. There are other aspects. So in my opinion, the zoomer can be anything, a boomer or doomer or bloomer, we never know. So all in all, these personas may be imaginary or comic, or they are made to make people laugh and to make funny jokes, but in fact they are the illustration of a philosophical system of succession of generations. So we need to have always an analytical, critical eye when we look at everything. And the last thing that I want to say is, means matter. This is it. Thank you for listening. Have a good night or good morning whenever you are listening to this podcast. Bye.